Hey, it's Kenny with Helicopter Land Ground School, and I want to give you five tips today, or tonight, on ways to save money on helicopter flight training. Before I get to those, we've been doing these videos for about a week now. Every day, we've been doing videos on things that people are emailing us at Helicopter Land Ground School, asking us about. So we're putting out a lot of just informational stuff, things that we get a lot of the time, and we're asking for your input in these videos too. And so far, this has been pretty awesome. The last week, we've had a lot of activity in the comments section, a lot of people giving their opinions, giving feedback, things that can help others, things that they've been through. So we want to keep that going by you adding your comments down below, because they've been emailing me direct too a lot of the time, which is great, and that's fine. But then the other people don't get to benefit if they don't put it in the comments section. So I wrote down five. Now, anyone is welcome to add to this list by going in the comments below. But I've been thinking about this all day to think of some really solid ones that I can give you that work. And the first one I want to tell you is fly three times a week. When you go to do your training, 3 to 4 times a week is probably going to be the best for your money. Not saying you can't fly more. You can fly more if you want to. And if you can't fly that much, if you only fly once or twice a week, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. But in order to maintain a good flow as you're going through your training, I've been doing it for 20 years, and the people that consistently come in 3 to 4 times a week really do seem to make the most progress. It's just the way it works. A nice, smooth consistency. If you think about it, if you only do it once a week, when you come back a week later, you're doing a lot of, well, let's see, what were we doing a week ago? And I've had people that wanted to fly every single day, and they would get burnt out. Now, there are people that do that with like 3-week accelerated programs for a private pilot. If you have the mindset to do that and that's what you're going for, that's great. There's just a kind of a tip for, in general, if you can get in there 3 to 4 times a week, you're going to see your training progress the best. Another one I've been preaching for years is the 1-hour flight lesson. In general, a 1-hour flight lesson is plenty. The average person, for about the first 20 minutes during the lesson, they're warming up. The second 20 minutes, they're really starting to absorb information. They're usually doing well. And that last 30 minutes or 20 minutes of that hour, people usually start to go downhill a little bit. I personally like being back on the dolly around 5-0 minutes, about 50 minutes, because I can just see someone's performance dropping off after that. I don't even need to look at the clock, even though we are using the clock to manage our time, but I can see it. I mean, I can see it in a person's abilities. Now, if you need to go longer for a good reason, that's fine. Cross countries and other things, or you want to just spend some extra money to go fly around, that's great. But to make the most of your money, about an hour is a really good length for your flight lesson to get the most for your money. Those are a couple of more of a beginner tips. Not on the list, I'm going to plug real quick, of course, Helicopter Land Ground School. We save you money on the ground by helping you study anywhere, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from any device for any of the ratings that you're going for. So that can be a big help too in saving you money on ground time that you pay for one-on-one with an instructor. Some advanced ways, once I had my private, when I started working on my commercial, the school that I went to did a pipeline patrol twice a week. And so any private pilot could be put on the list, and everybody got a chance to go along on these pipelines. I was self-employed, so I got the majority of those flights because luckily I could take off work. So I saved a pretty good chunk of money working towards my commercial by going on these pipeline patrols. And I believe at the time they were $75 an hour. You got to fly. The instructor watched the pipeline, jotted down anything that he would see. So that was a great savings for me working towards commercial was going on this pipeline patrol. Another good one for more of an advanced user building your time once you have your private. I had a student who used to go to California. I lived with him in Ohio. Became one of my best friends, one of my students. Rented a room from him when I worked there. He would go to California and fly along on news reporting. And I don't remember what he paid per hour, but he got to go in a turbine aircraft, and it was a pretty good rate. And he would go with a CFI during news reporting. So he was building time for his commercial while building turbine time for a discounted rate. So that was a really good one. And then the other big one, number 5, instrument rating. Okay, if you're going the professional pilot route, You can do like me, where I went off the street to CFI, started working. Then when I needed an instrument rating to get the EMS job, I had to go spend the money for an instrument rating. So my advice to you is, if you're going that route, do the instrument after private. Do your private first, get the rating. Then when you're doing your training for your commercial, you can start the instrument training, so you're paying for dual time that is also going in your logbook for PIC and flight time on those required hours that you're going to need for the commercial. That's another really good one. That's one that I didn't do, wished I would have, but water under the bridge. I can help, you know, save you some money if you're going that route. Really try to plan that instrument rating in between the private and the commercial. So do us a favor, subscribe to the channel and stay informed. Click the bell when you subscribe. We'll put that right over here on the side. Go to our site at helicopterlandground.com. I'm sorry, helicopterground.com. I'll put that link down below. So subscribe to the channel. Go check out our site if you're interested in Helicopter Land Ground School. And put your comments down below on flight training. What has worked for you saving money? Or even if you want to add something that's been a time waster of yours, or something you've experienced that wasted your time, wasted your money, you know, we can put those down in the box below, again, for others to benefit from your experiences, the things that you've seen out there flying. So please give us a like on the share in the video. Click that subscribe button, click the bell, and we will see you in the next video.